countdown to sequester. House Speaker John Boehner is criticizing President Obama for the president's trip to Newport News, Virginia today.
Instead of using our military men and women as campaign props, if the president was serious, he'd sit down with Harry Reid and begin to address our problems.
Of course, the president is going, and joining us live now is CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer, who is in the Hampton Roads area, which, just like Northern Virginia, has a huge military presence there. No doubt, Peter, you're surrounded by people who are very worried about their futures.
Well, that's right. This is a story of high anxiety, Bruce, and for many, job insecurity. We spent the day yesterday talking to a lot of them. 40,000 people in this area along the James River, the Atlantic coast, work in shipbuilding and repair. We're not just talking the big, you know, like Newport News shipbuilding, but a lot of other subcontractors, hundreds of people at the big plants, though, have already received layoff warning letters. And, you know, that kind of thing ripples through the entire region here up to the defense contractors in our area, in the D.C. area, and even for people who don't have to worry about layoffs.
You know, you wonder, back here in D.C., as you well know, Peter, they're, you know, trying to assign blame one side to the other about who's responsible for all of this. Who do the people you're talking with blame for this situation?
Well, I have to tell you, they blame Congress, and Republican members of Congress who represent this district are really in a tight spot, Mike. They're feeling the heat from their constituents. There was a forum here yesterday in Virginia Beach, and one guy yelled at them, at these Republicans from this area. He implored them. He said, fix the government, fix the government. And they had to admit to him that the fix seems to be in for the sequester. No sign of negotiations, as you guys have been reporting all morning. And to a person, each of these members of Congress said they see no way to stop at least the start of the swing of the budget acts on Friday. You know, it's unusual to see a Republican congressional guest in the presidential party on Air Force One. The White House says one of them, Scott Ridgel from this area, congressman, is going to be with the president today at Newport Shipbuilding. And Navy Secretary Ray Mabus is going to be along, and he's already warned that sequestration would be a $4.6 billion hit for the Navy.
Wow. Peter, how does the White House respond to criticism that the president should be getting lawmakers together instead of taking his case on a roadshow?
Well, you know, they make the case by saying, you know, he did reach out over several days ago to Boehner and McConnell with phone calls. And they say, you know, his offer is on the table. They call it the balanced approach. Republicans, of course, don't see it that way. By balance, they mean targeted spending cuts, not so specified at this point. And, of course, closing the loopholes on tax loopholes on the wealthy and big corporations.
Peter, by being on the road, what is the president trying to do? Whose support is he trying to get? How does he believe he'll gain leverage in all of this by doing this?
I think that the strategy here, to be blunt about it, is to shame Republicans about the impact. You know, there's a lot of blame gaming and storytelling going on about whose idea this was to begin with. The people here don't really care, whose idea sequester was, but they know what sequester means. But they do not agree with the Republican line that the president is trying to psych people out about this. They see a very real threat.
Good perspective. Thanks so much, Peter. Appreciate the time.
Great, guys. Good being with you.
CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.